Okay, everybody, say today's daf is daf Lamed Vav. Today we're Lamed Vav Nickers. And we're starting on Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Four lines from the bottom. Omer Reb Avohu, Omer Reb Yoichanan. Although the Gemara doesn't directly quote from Rabbi Kiva, but you'll remember that Rabbi Kiva already introduced this subject in our Mishnah on Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Back in Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, two lines from the top, Rabbi Kiva told us, Afilu Shora Pitoi Bayayin. A person took a piece of bread or challah, and he went and dipped it into the wine, and now it became saturated with the wine. The Yesh Bakadei Letzarif Kezayis, and now the bread together with the wine adds up to a Kezayis. If the Nozer now eats this soaking piece of bread that has the wine in it, he is chayv. And you remember we learned the Mishnah, we said Rabbi Kiva is being mechadish two halachas. Halacha number one is that even though we're talking about a mashke, the shir of Kezayis, and number two, that heter mitzdaref li isur. Because in terms of the actual wine itself, he only drank, let's say, a half a kezayis, or three quarters. But he didn't go and drink a whole kezayis. But your mitzdaref, the heter, the piece of bread, to the eye. Where does this all come from? Because we have a very interesting expression in the Torah by the Nozir. It says, miyayin v'sheicher yazir, choy mitzayin, v'choy mitzsheicher lo yishter, v'chol mishras anovim lo yishter. Mishras anov means something that was soaked with grapes, or in this case, wine. Anything which soaked, also lo yishta. So therefore we have the mokar to this din of heter mitztarif li isur. And based on that, says our Gemara here on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, Omer Bavo, Omer B'Yochanan, Kol Isur Shabbatayra, Ein heter mitztarif li isur. Chutz Misuri Nazir, Shari Omer Toira, Mishras, says Rabbi Bavo in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. This is unique in all of the Isur and Shabbat Torah. If you were to eat Chas V'Sholem, for instance, a half a kezayis of chaylev together with a half a kezayis of shuman, you ate it at the same time, even though it all tastes the same fatty substance, but lemaiser, they're not mitzdarif, and you would not get malchus. Of course, you're not allowed to go and eat it, because chutz ishir is osir. Menatoyra midrabanan, but it's osir. Like the Be'ech Nurish Lakish at the end of Masechtis Yilma, exactly right. But lemaiser, the gabi getting a malchus, you'd only get malchus if and when you ate a full shir of the isser, normally a kazayis. Here, you don't have to have a full shir because the heter is mitzdarif li isser. That's the chiddush of the word mishras. Zokti Yomar Ziri Omar. Ziri says, I agree with Rabbi Vo Amr Rabbi Yochanan that by nozir heter mitzdarif li isser, but this is not unique. Af se'or bebal taktiru. The same halacha applies to se'or bebal taktiru. What means se'or bebal taktiru? There's a halacha when you're going and making a korban mincha in the Beis HaMikdosh, and you're going to be makriv the koimitz on the mizbeach. It says in the pasuk chol mincha, etc. You should make sure that it should not lisi ofi chametz ki chol seor v'chol devash lisaktir mimenu isha l'ashem. So the pasuk says over there, make sure you mincha lisi ofi chametz. Don't make it into chametz. All the menachos in the Beis HaMikdosh were typically all matzah. They were exceptions to the rule. Barry, of course, can immediately tell us what those exceptions were. And what else?
One of the four species of the Toda.
Okay, so now you heard it, everybody say. Now that's authoritative. But other than that, do you agree that all of the menachas are otherwise matzah? Yes, exactly. So typically they're all matzah. What happens if you take se'or or dvash and you put it on the mizbeach? It says, v'chol se'or v'chol dvash lo yisaktir mimenu isha l'ashem. You're not allowed to go and put se'or. Se'or, of course, is sourdough, which causes normally a leavening process in terms of the dough rising. Good. So if you put a se'or on top of the mizbeach, you are over on the v'chol se'or v'chol dvash lo yisaktir. What happens if you put on a portion of se'or and you put on a portion of matzah, and you combine them together? If you want, you can see there's a small little toises on the third middle wide line. Ze'iri oma af se'or b'bal taktiru, shem hikter chatzi zayis mis'or, v'chatzi zayis mi'matzah. At the same time, on the mizbeach, mitztarev mishum kol se'or lo'isaktiru. Oh, so Ze'iri says we have a second halacha, not only the halacha of Naziris, but also halacha of Baal Taktiru by Sa'ar.
Why are they talking about Kezayis when they're talking about being a HaTorah HaMizbeach, it's a kmitza. Kmitza is usually more than a kazayas.
That's a machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Our Gemara goes into the drop in another few lines. According to Rava, Rava assumes that a kmitza is two kazayasim or more.
Yeah.
Abaye disagrees. Abaye says you can have that, it would only be a kazayas. But the point of our Gemara is that the iser of Baal Taktiru has to do with the sheer kezias, regardless of the fact that the kmitza happens to be more or less. Take, for instance, what happens if you're putting on a minchas koyin, which is kol tia, you're putting the entire thing, not just the kmitza.
Mm-hmm.
What portion of it would make you chayiv if it was chametz? As soon as you have a kezias. And if you have half a kezias of the chametz, and the rest of it happens to be matzah, it'll be mitzvah to the yisr of more than a kazayis.
The chametz would be batal to the rest of the minchas kohen.
Now you're asking if there's a din of roiv and of miyat.
Yes.
In other words, when you're saying that hetter mitzvah for the yisr, is it even a bissel yisr with the roiv being hetter, or does it have to be that the roiv is yisr and you mitzvah of the miyat? Our Gemara doesn't address it directly. However, if you look at the top Mefarish or Rivon on Lamed Zayin Omet Aleph, Lamed Zayin Omet Aleph, Bishlam Ledid Aminad Bechol Yisurin Shabbatari, we're looking at the first Rivon, which is the first Mefarish on Lamed Zayin Omet Aleph, Bechol Yisurin Shabbatari, Nami Hetem et Sarfi Yisur, Hochalek Lame Mahochi, the Mishum de Nefishi Chulin, Vanali Amrinam de Hetem et Sarfi Yisur, Alehecha de Nefisha, Mididi Sura, the Kamashum Lei Hetem. So this directly responds to your point, and that is that you have to have at least 51% or 50.1% of Isser, and then you can mitzaref heter. But in fact, if you have 50.1% of heter, you cannot be mitzaref Isser to be oifen. Good. Anyway, so getting back to Agamon. So we have now Omer Bavo, Omer Bioichanam by Naziris, and we have Ze'iri by the din of Baal Taktiru by Karban Mincha on the Mizbeach. Freyti Gemara on Ze'iri. Where does Ze'iri learn his halacha from? Because it says in the pasuk, kol se'or lo yisaktir, the extra kol. And kol comes to tell you, even if it's only a half a kazayis. Keman, ki Reb Loza, it goes like Reb Loza, the dorish kol. Now where did we find that Reb Loza darshan kol? Legabe chometz bepesach. And Tosis has a lengthy discussion. The next Tosis where we finished off, it says in the pasuk, kol machmetzis lo yisaychelu. And the Gemara learns that the kol machmetzis lo yisaychelu. According to Rabbi Lazar, to be married by Kutach HaBavli v'Sheicher HaModai. What's so important about Kutach HaBavli? Kutach HaBavli is a milchiga dip. Many of you are familiar with this new minig that people have adopted over the last few years, that on Friday night after the fish, you have to have about 20 different types of dips, and you dip this one and this one and that one and that one. When I was a kid, we didn't know anything about that. But anyway, except for Chrein.
And ketchup. You knew it by Pesach.
Okay, anyway, so this Kutach HaBavli was a milchig dip. It was basically probably something like a yogurt, and in it they had pirurin shtiklach of chometz inside the Kutach HaBavli. Ah, so what the Gemara told us over there, Zhoktach Rebbe Lazar. Since it says kol machmetz leisachelu, it comes to be marbe even taruvis chametz. And even though in the chametz itself you don't have a shear, assuming that you need a shear, twice chametz kedim demashir koshul. Anyway, that's the Tosis talks about all of these in yonim. But you can go in mitzvah of the iser to the heter. So afraid to the Gemara, since the mokoyer of the kol seor leisaktiru comes from a blazer who darshan's kol machmetz leisachelu. So why didn't he go and say the same thing like Abi the Isra Chometz B'Pesach? After all, Chometz B'Pesach is much more motzui, particularly today, than the din of Se'or Bakhtatiru on the Mizbeach. Is Zoktimur Kiman Ki Reb Loza. Ze'iri is following in the footsteps of Reb Loza, the Dorish Kol from the Kol Machmetz Leisachelu to the Kol Se'or Leisachelu. Yochel Inin Chometz Nami. So why does he say only that we add to the Halach of Nozir, the din of Se'or, we should add also the din of Chametz v'Pesach, that the same thing applies?
I don't understand the question. If Chametz v'Pesach is usher even in a small amount, the shear is so ridiculously small, they don't have to worry about mitztaref. Any amount of Chametz is usher.
The Gemara is assuming that you have to have a din of a kezayis. Because the Halach of the Mashahu is not so simple. Number one, is that talking about eating? Is it talking about having a no? Is it talking about ba'yiro, ba'yimotzei?
Yeah.
When you have it as part of a teruvis, do you say even a mashu? That's why there's a fairly lengthy toisis, and I allow you to go and learn the toisis on your own as homework after the shir is over. But the Gemara is assuming for our purposes the chometz also requires a kezayis, and therefore zok the Gemara. Otherwise, if not, then why the Rabbanan arguing on Reb Lozer? Since, again, looking at that toisis, without going through the whole toisis, just starting off the toisis. That's Reb Lozer. According to your theory, that if you're chayiv chometim b'mashu, nobody would argue with that, because clearly in the Kutach HaBavli, there's a mashu of chometim.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The ruin of the crumbs of...
Of the chometim which are inside. Oh, so they tell that we have to have a shear, and again, the assumption is we're talking about a shear of kezayis, and the shear kezayis is made up now of Kutach HaBavli together with the perurim. Says Reb Lozer, kol machmetz leisachelu that heter b'saraf l'iser, mashen ked rabbanim disagree. So getting back to
that one. You know that kezayis you need for iser koris.
Iser koris, very good.
But mashu is just it's like a chatzis shear maybe.
Yeah.
So when they so therefore when they're talking stara for the iser. To be the kezayis to get malchus or whatever else that, or so it has a nafkamina possibly even
good.
According to that.
Yeah. Excellent. So getting back to the Gemara, kiman kriblu the darish koli hachil inya chometz nami. So why doesn't the Gemara also why doesn't Zeiri refer to chometz, which in fact is the granddaddy? This are you learning from the chometz because it says kol mit kol. So to ena chanami avad Zeiri could have quoted the halacha of the komachmetzis leisachelu to tell us the din. Of the Sheikh Ramadai and the din of the Heter Mitzaraf the Izzer, the Gabi Kutach HaBavli, thank you, to go and tell us the din of Heter Mitzaraf the Izzer. Oy bazoy, so why does the Iri refer to Sa'ar? Lafuki mi abaye, the Omi Yesh Aktorah, bepochas mi kezayis. Oh, Kamash Mulon, ein Aktorah, bepochas mi kezayis. This is what you were alluding to earlier. The Gemara Mesechtes Menachos talks about what is the minimum shear of a koimitz. The koimitz, of course, is in the three fingers. According to Rava, you always have a minimum of two kezaisim. So even if you have only partial amount of the kemitza on the mizbeach, you typically have more than the kezais. However, Abaye holds that you could theoretically have a kemitza which was only a kezais. And therefore, when you're putting on the mizbeach, and you're not putting the entire kemitza, just doing part of it, the mitzas kemitza, the reason why we talk about the mitzas is because you have kol sa'ar, and therefore the kol comes to tell you not only the entire shear, but even a mixer shear that you're putting on, so you could have theoretically a haktorah which is less than a kezayis. Therefore, that would be the din that would be mechayiv on the din of the seor bal taktiru, kichol seor v'chol devash leisaktiru. Even if you have a kemitza which in its totality happens to be a kezayis, and you're taking kol mixas kemitza and you're putting it on the mizbeach, so you have less than a kezayis. Says Abaye, you're going to be chayiv, so you don't need to come onto the shir of kezayis, because even less than a kezayis, you'll be chayiv on this din of bal taktiru if you put a chatzi zayis misaor on the mizbech.
That's because, isn't it, that the you put something in a klishores and it gives it a chashivas chivas kodesh and it elevates it. So even, I mean, it's a different quality. It's not a normal kezayis situation.
Who said?
No, we know from enough. When you put something in klisharis,
it gives it
hechsher lekabel tuma.
But that's for dinner. That's part of what's makdashet. You have to
right. It gives it an integrity and a,
yeah, but it doesn't say anything about the shear.
I mean, it's where else will we have less than a kazai? I mean, okay, all right. With Kutach HaBavli, okay, all right. Something about this feels like it's exceptional because it's in kachim and you have a klishores and it elevates things in a way that normal chulin situations don't.
Okay, are we all right?
Sorry to interrupt.
For some reason you're obsessed with all of this kazayis and chutzisayis and this and that. Halacha according to Abai is regardless whether it's a chashiv klishores, whether it's chibas hakodesh. All that are wonderful drushes, and you can, in fact, the Mitzvah Shem before Pesach will be good for Shabbos Aguru drush, explaining all the Chibos HaKodesh, and we yearn for the Beis HaMikdash and all the rest. But the halacha is, l'mas, according to Abaye, less than a shear of the kezayis you would be chayv if you put the seor on the mizbeach. If you're wondering where this will come from, you can continue on to the next toises. Eino chanami el rafuka min abayir. Rashi toises points out that there are really two limudim. You have ki chol seor leisaktiru. So you have kol and you have the ki. The kol come to tell you the gabi achutzizayis. Ki come to tell you the gabi teruvis. All of that is discussed in Maseches Menachos. That's what I was telling you. You can feel free to look at the previous toises and this toises. If you go back to the toises, I'm sure that this is going to come up again three more times. So we might as well look at that toises. Ein achanami el lafuke mi arabaya. Hochi kamen disaoir adifo la'ashminon. So loike abaya. He wants to go and focus on the saor in our Gemara to tell you that I disagree with abaya. Well, kam kamashmulan the ein haktora pochet mikazayis. There's no such thing as less in a kazayis when you're being maktir on the mizbech. Ve'ikatziruf im ve'iloy loy. If you're mitzaref hetel yisr, then you have your shear of the kazayis. But if you're not being mitzaref the heter, you only have the yisr alone, then you have to have a minimum of a kazayis. Vachem afarish le the brayser perikol menachas engli ella kulay. I only know that if you put the entire kmitza, which is pirish kazayis, you put a full kazayis according to Abaya of kmitza on the mizbeach, and it's made of saor, then you are over the yisr. Mitzosoi. What happens if you have a less than a shear? Pirish chatzizayis. Tohachi islay. That's what Abaya holds. How do I know chatzizayis? And eruv minayin. How do I know that if it's mixed in with matzah at the same time? Dainu muad seor muurav. That you have only part of the seor mixed in together with the rest. This all kadai tachemin ahoyul muurav beheter yiz batel. Like you were saying before, batel the heter. Talam eloymer ki chol seor. So you have the kol, and you have the kichol. According to Abaya, you don't need to come on to hetem and tzaref leyisr. It's good.
Thank
you. Why don't we say that this halacha of the kol seor lepochim mikazayis, the same should apply also to the din of eating chametz on Pesach. So getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara asked the kasha on Ziri. Ziri says that the din of seor b'bal taktiru has a din of hetem and starv v'isser. What's the mokor by b'bal taktiru? Because it says kol. So Ibazoi, let's learn from Rebbe. That's Rebbe Loza, who Darshan's called. Now, where does Rebbe Loza Darshan's called? By the Kol Machmetz, it's the Gabi Chometz. So Timori Hochi, Leinian Chometz Nami, why does Ziri only say Afsa? Or Rebbe Baltak Tiri should say, Ulta the Din of Chometz and Pesach. Enachanam, you're right. And Lafuke me Abaye comes to exclude from Abaye. The Omar Yesh Haktorah Bepochas Mi Kizayis. Abaye says that there is Haktorah that you would be over on the Din of Sa'or Baltaktiru, even if you have less than a kazayis, and therefore you don't have the din of Hetem Mitzaref Le'Isser Legabe Haktor Sa'or, because you don't need to come on to the Hetem Mitzaref Le'Isser. Even if only put a half a kazayis of Sa'or, you're ready over according to Abaya because of the kol Aliba de Rebbe Lazar. Kichol. It's Kamash Malon. That's why Ziri has to go and tell us that by Haktorah we disagree with Abaya. And ein haktora bepoches mikazayis. There's no such thing as haktora bepoches mikazayis. You have to have a minimum kmitza of the kazayis, and you're only over the din of bal taktiru if you have at least a kazayis. However, that kazayis can be made up of heter and iser together, but together you have to have a kazayis. Mashenkin kurabayir. You don't need a kazayis to start off with, so you don't need to come on to heter mitzaref the iser. That's why Ziri wanted to focus on this or to go and say, Rabbi Yisai, Abaye is wrong, and Allah is nita zevi Abaye, you have to have a kazayis, but you can have a tziruf for your kazayis. So now the question is, why doesn't Ziri say the same thing with the Gabi the din of kol machmetzes? Why wouldn't Abaye hold, just like over here it says, kol sa'ar, that tells you even mitzas, say the same thing with the Gabi kol machmetzes, even a mitzas kazayis? That's what we saw at the end of the toises. Al pisvori, you're right, but here, since by chometz on Pesach, it talks about eating, as opposed to being makter on the mizbeach, achila is bekezayis. And this answers your question as well, which you asked before, because the din of chametz b'mash, it was referring to in the din of bayiro, bayimotzeh, the gabi achila, you have to have a kezayis. How much of the kezayis has the dafka be the iser? How much can be heter? Oh, that's what the Gemara said. According to Rabbi Elazar, you can be heter mitzaraf liiser for a full kezayis. But less than a kezayis, even according to Abaya, is nothing. You have to have at least a kezayis. It could be a kezayis of taruvis, of heter and iser. But just less than a kezayis alone is good. So now, so far, we have three halachas of where heter is mitzaraf liiser. According to Bavol Amr Rabbi Yochanan, we have by Mishra, Sanav, by Nazir, and Zeiri says that according to Rabbi Elazar, I have both by Chometz of Pesach and also Seor about Taktiru by the Karb Mincha on the Mizbech. Yosef Rav Dimi v'ka'omu loha shmaita. Rav Dimi was repeating the Gantz Shtikl Torah that we've been speaking about until now, but not focusing on Zeiri, but focusing on Rebavo Om Rabbi Yochanan, on the locha of Nazir. And he's saying by Nazir there's a din of Hetem and Stavli Isra. As Esvi Abaye, Abaye now asked Rav Dimi, Hamakfe shel truma v'hashum v'hashemen shel chulin v'nogatz v'liyoyim b'miktsason posel es kulan. Makfe means that you have something similar to a porridge, like a farina, which is made out of truma, meaning that the wheat that was used to put together this farina, this porridge, was truma wheat. Okay? V'hashum v'hashemen, but some of the spices, they put in a little bit of shum. Shum is
knobel.
Garlic,
very good. Shum is sesame, but shum happens to be garlic. V'hashemen and some oil. That was with shulchan, and he mixed it in, and of course he made a delicious makveh out of it, and everybody was there. It's a freedom, and very good. But now got tful yom. Now the person is a tful yom. What's a tful yom? Tful yom means a person who is tamei
went to the mikveh,
and he's waiting for
erev shemesh.
Nighttime.
Erev shemesh. Good. And during that time, he's tful yom. What status does a tful yom have? The gabe. Rishon, Shaini, Shlishi, Revi, etc. That's full yom as a din of a Shaini. So what's the din of a Shaini? A Shaini is poisel's truma. It can go and be metame kodeshim, but it doesn't do anything vis-a-vis chulin, because chulin goes until a Shaini. So if a Shaini touches a Shaini, it's motzim min es minay, but it's not metame, it doesn't pasel, because chulin only goes to a Shaini. However, since truma goes to a Shlishi, a person who's a tful yom and touches truma, the truma becomes
Pasul.
Why does it become Pasul and not Tameh?
Because it stops with the Shlishi.
Very good. So that's the Lashon over here of this Mishra, this Braisa, that it says, Makfish al Truma, Vashum, Vashem, Shal Chulin. The vast majority, of course, is made out of the Truma wheat. And you have a little bit of Shum and Shem to give it a little spice and everything nice. What happens? Now, Etvulyoim touched any part of this porridge. He didn't put his hands all over, just a part of it. Pasul's cool, the whole thing is pasul. Because it's one shtick of truma, yeah, a little bit shumit shemit. Therefore, the whole thing becomes pasul, meaning that it has a light form of tuma, not heavy duty tuma, it's pasul. What about if it's the other way around? Makta shel chulin, vashum vashemin shel truma. Oh, so basically it's all chulin. Habisal it truma. Menoga tvul yoim mitosin, tvul yoim touched part of this makta. Loi pasul ela mokoi magoi. Where he touched it, that becomes possible, not the rest. Frank Timura, why? This is chulin, and he has a din of a shayni. Vavina ba mokim agoy, am I possible? Why is it possible? What's the problem? V'yomer Rabbi Bchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the same Rabbi Yochanan as before. That was Rabbi Vohom Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Bchana Rabbi Yochanan. Ma tam, I'll tell you why. Hayu v'zor loika aleha b'kizayis, because a zor, if he is a non-Kayan, and he eats from this makfishal chulin, we have the shum and the shemen mixed in, were he to eat a full kezayis, he would get malchus on it. So let's think about this for a second. Now why would he get malchus? This is mostly chulin. And chulin, which is mixed with shum v'shemen, shaltruma, okay, how much shum v'shemen shaltruma can there be in this makfishal chulin? 5%, 10%, whatever it happens to be. So if you're eating now a kezayis of this porridge together, only a small percentage of it happens to be the Issa Truma, the rest of it is chulin. So why would the Zor get malchus? My timer. L'choya, the reason is, la mishum dehetem mitzdar v'yisr. We're mitzdar the whole thing together as one. Ah, so you see that the din of hetem mitzdar v'yisr, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is not only a din in Mishras Anav by Nozir. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan start the Gemara, Amr Bavo, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, call Issa and Shabbat Torah, Ein hat mitzav yisach which means only nazir. That's the only unique exception in the world. And this same Rabbi Yochanan is now saying, no, no. By truma, the same thing applies. That if you have truma, which is mixed in together, chulin and truma is one. As soon as you eat a kazayis, you're over. Oh, so you see from that that you have the din of hetem itself, the iser, even by truma.
We have a bigger question because we had the mafarish who said it has to be the rov, has to be of the iser or
beautiful kashan. You know who asked this kashan? The very same mafarish that we were looking at continues. Go back to the mafarish and lamed zayinam and aleph. Now you don't have to turn any pages. You start off again from the very beginning. The b'chol yisun, right, the top line. B'chol yisun shabatoy, and now we had to mitzvah the yisuf. Hochalek al meim hochi, in our case, that's the Gemara, which we're not up to yet. B'shem the nefish yichulin. And now we're reading, had to mitzvah the yisuf, lehichal the nefish amina di yisura, the komashum lehetena. Freitach yetz brother shai, but the b'chin li el, we talked and we asked for makfa umaducha. Avagav the nefish yichulin, wouldn't you say that chulin must overwhelm the amount of the spice that you put in? Tavlin shani. Tavlin are an exception to the rule. And even though they happen to be small in quantity, but they're great in quality, in flavor. They cause that gives the gum to tam. Who wants to go and eat porridge without a little bit of honey or a little bit of tzikr, a little of this, a little bit of that, right? Yeah, if you put all the then it gives it all the time. That's why it is machshavit, even though it is the smaller quantity.
And why is it you only possible? Why is it only possible if the quality is so powerful?
Yes.
Why is the only possible the area where he touches?
Why not the whole thing?
Exactly.
So Toys is after kasha. You go back into the Toys here on the Omid Aleph Lamid Vov Omid Aleph. That's the last big Toys. Omer Abchana Midiraisehu Hayu Bezor Lekalep Ksayis. Zok yetz de toisimis, mishum the shame truma alei. Now it has a shame truma because you're telling me the zor is loikal up because I is hilkach with the brackets hilkach gabi tuma nami shame truma Allah, and therefore when the tful yom touches it, it becomes pasul. Freitach bari miule chamira ketruma atzma lifsoy kula.
Right.
Even though it's taka ketruma, but it's not a capital tough truma. Oh, truma, the whole thing becomes pasul. It's still a lighter form. It's truma light, and therefore loy chamir ketruma atzma be pasul kula. It's only mitzasan. Not the answer. Abisalit. Your kasha. It's hard. So therefore, you can have 2 degrees of tuma of truma. You have the big truma where you did not have the benefit of the hetem and staff. Just it's a truma. Oh, then the whole thing becomes. However, in this case, when you're talking about that, it's truma through the tziruf of the Zayas. In fact, most of it happens to be chulin. Just happens to be abyssal shem shemen. But with the rivon, with the tavlin, it's chashivi. It's like a truma, but not truma, big truma, capital truma. It's a light. It's a smaller case truma, lower case truma, and therefore only mitzosin and not all. Yeah, good, fine. So getting back to Agamara, so now we have a stira Rabbi Yochanan, and that's what Rav Dimi's kasha. Not Rav Dimi. That was a pious kasha. Rav Dimi repeated the shtickle tayman bavom Rabbi Yochanan that there's only mishras anavim by nazir. Abaye says, "What are you talking about? I see by truma as well." And for the Gemara, lohoi, my kazayis the kazayis bechde achilas pras. Oy. We're talking about over here when we say the zor is loike bekazayis. It's talking about he didn't just eat one kazayis of this porridge. He ate lamashul 5 kazayim of the porridge, or maybe 10 kazayim of the porridge. It was so delicious. He licked his fingers and he licked the pot, the plate after he finished. And within how long did it take him to do all of that? Achilas pras. How much is achilas pras? It's of course a machloikis. Whether it's 4 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, 12 minutes, 9 minutes, 6 minutes. Everybody has a different shear, but it's a few minutes. During that period of time, obviously, it was very good, and he ate a lot of porridge. Of those 5 kizaisim of porridge, there was 1 kizais of the shum v'shemen, and so therefore that's the reason why he's like, which was truma, exactly. So it's not because of hetem mitzdarf the iser. The reason is because there's more than a kazayis in this porridge. If a person were to eat a large portion, b'chtei achilas pras.
Sorry?
He ate a kazayis of truma. Not that he ate a chutzi zayis, meta chutzi zayis, hetem mitzdarf the iser. He ate a full kazayis with a capital K, a capital Kaf, a ganzi kazayis of truma. That's why the Zohar would be like min ha-toyim. I thought you were going to ask another question, and that is, The whole din of truma min haTorah is only by
shemen,
dogon, tirosh,
miyitzah. But shum is midrabanan clearly.
Exactly. So why would he go?
Because it's shem, because shemen. Because I thought of that question and I said, why ask it? Because shemen's there.
I
shemen
can't believe it. Good. So if you look now, the Torah is here on the bottom of the omid lamed vov omid aleph. Lamed vov omid aleph. You see five lines from the bottom of the Toisis. In the middle of the line, there's two dots, and it says Umeshani. Five lines from the bottom of the Umud in the Toisis.
Before the second
Toisis.
Umeshani. Hoyil Dezor Loike Olubik Zais. Velav Davke Noke Loike. Doha Truma Shum Midrabanon. El Hochi Komer. Hoyil Dezor Loike Olubik Zais. Were it to be instead of shum, it would be dog and tirish v'yitzar. Where then, if you hit a kazayis, you'd go and get bet, you'd go and get malchus. Then who lachshiv? Oh, sechadov v'choshuv. For his bottle agam amakvin. That's why it doesn't become bottle with the rest of the porridge. And that's why the Gemara in the Havamina learned that the zor loikala because of the combination of the heter mitzvah of the iser, not that you get malchus by tavla, but he say, had this been not tavla but something else, it would be mechayim.
It would be deemed as if it were truma.
Exactly.
So I thought because of the reason I didn't answer is I thought because shaman is truma midrash.
Right. Maybe they said truma. I mean, it was a shaman, but not the shum.
Right. Exactly. Shum. Right.
Or maybe it was shuman infused with shaman. You know, it was a.
I said shaman when I saw shaman. I thought about it. I said, isn't shum midrash? But I saw shaman. I said shaman is midrash. So I don't understand why Tosaf didn't mention the shaman because shaman's midrash.
That's why I didn't ask. That's a double question. Exactly. The kash is only on the shum part. On the shem, that's a vada's or like because I that's the araisa. But the shum is not the araisa. And if we only meant the araisa, it should say a makfishal truma, vashemet. Why is it vashem, vashemet? Vashem comes to tell you that there too. You say this din of in the havamina, hetem and starfi yisr. And according to the Teretz, he ate enough knobel, enough garlic, a whole kezias of shum within five kezaisim, lamushal of the parch. That's the reason why you get petch. No, you don't get petch on shum. Yeah, but had it not been shum, had it been instead.
But how can you get petch for something that is deemed and virtual?
You're not getting.
You're not. You see,
I'm just saying that if it would have been.
We're
love davka, love davka, right? Because you're a bonner. He's just saying I'm bringing a comparable
parallel.
Good. Shkoyach. Back to the Gemara. Damish in the head of Bazaar. It's all not my exais, ik exais, bachti achilis pras. Freitimar, bachilis pras, here I see. You're telling me, vaita nochemul with the malchus, because you're eating a kazayas of the shom or the shemen within achilis pras, is the din of achilis pras min hatoira? I'm like, yeah, the din of achilis pras is min hatoira. Freitimar, agnazui, hochi amai pliga le rabbanalei, de rablaz, kut chababli. Why did the chacham argue kut chababli, the gabi the din of chomitz on Pesach? After all, aren't you eating them too in this large dip? If you're eating a lot of dip, inside the dip you have a lot of pirurei chametz. So, Ibazai, put aside the question of hetem and starv v'isa. Alts eating a full kezayis of the pirurei chametz within kedei achilas pras. So why would the Rabbanim disagree with Rabbi Loz Gabi Kutu Chabavli and say that you're potter on eating this milchi dip? Amalei says, that's really not a shtark kasha. The leka kezayis bechtei achilas pras. Really? Why?
Because try eating that much.
It's so much.
Because sorif le misrif, if he's going and gulping down this kutach ababli, think of it as being
like a milkshake.
What it, well, milkshake
no, no,
is
no.
Easier.
It's a kachila gasa.
It's more than that. You heard from Daniel before years ago. The only thing that people would dip things into would be ketchup. Can you imagine eating a whole bottle of ketchup or a half a bottle of ketchup? Yeah. Theoretically, you can do that. But when's the last time you heard that a person ate a half a bottle of ketchup? You can go and take ketchup with a piece of meat, the ketchup with your fish, ketchup with whatever you like. But you don't go and eat the ketchup itself. So the Gemara says, if you're saying that he had in this kutach ababli, the pirurin, because he ate a huge amount of kutach, kutach is not, I said before, like a yogurt. It's really not like a yogurt because it's a dip. And just like for those of you that
like
to go,
it's more like Baba Ganoush,
and the hummus, and the tchina, and all those other wonderful things that you can go and buy. All of those things, nobody eats the whole container at once. So you tell me, you know somebody that does it.
Yeah.
But the dice are eggs and kalodim. That's not considered to be an achila. The Torah talks about an isser achila of chametz and pesach. That's not called achila. As you said, it's an achila gasa. It's probably even worse than achila gasa. How can he eat a ganza? Mushuna. Okay. In Mishter Kashota, if you're telling me that he's eating as a dib, and therefore he's taking a little bit by little, the way you normally eat from a dib, the Mishkach is Kazayat, the Chiriach is Bratz. It's going to go and take more than Bratz to eat a full Kazayat of the Peru.
Even a 20 minute shear of Achilles Bratz when you cover it.
Exactly. It's going to take a long time to get the Achilles Bratz.
Take a whole daf Yomi shear to do it.
Depends on the daf.
And it depends on who's giving the daf. Anyway, the point is that you're never going to have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras if it's because you ate up, you dumped down all of that down your throat. But for daitzit kolodim, if you're eating it the normal way, you eat a dip, you're never going to get to the share of a full kezayis of the berei chometz inside the achilas pras
window
of
time. This
window time. Good. So we have now end for the first kasha, right? The kasha was, I see you have hetem and starf, the issa, not only by nausea, but also the gabi, the case of the truma.
Right.
Says, no, the case of the truma, the reason why you're chayiv, if the zar loik, if he eats it, only if he eats a deraisa, not a derban, this is just a comparable, just parallel, is only if you, it's not because the hetem and starf, it's because he ate a full kizayis of that shum or that shaman during the kedei achilas pras period, so you don't have to mitzvah to anything. The reason, because he ate a full kizayis. Fine. Frank Dimor Eisve, noch akash. Shtei meduches, achas shel trum v'yachas shel tchulin, ulefan of shtei kederes, achas shel trum v'yachas shel chulin. We've had this gemara in other places. Too many ones going to bring shtei kupais in a moment. A meducha is the mortar and pestle, where the good old days when you wanted to go and put tavlin in your food, you didn't go and buy in jars of garlic powder and onion powder and this type and paprika and verweis. You had to go and do it yourself. And that's when the women really worked hard. And what does it say? Shtei meduchas, you had such two mortar pestles. One was a trumadik and one was a chulandik. And there was something in it. In other words, there were tavlin in each one of them. And ulefanav, in front of them, you had shtei kederes. You had two pots. Achash al trumi, achash al chulin. And the person comes back 2 minutes later. V'naflo elu toich elu. And he finds that the two meduchas are now empty. And he can tell that each one of the meduchas was emptied into one of the pots. But I don't know whether the truma went into the truma and the chulin went into the chulin, or maybe the truma went into the chulin went into the truma. There's no indication, no witnesses, nobody knows anything.
Nobody to ask.
So what are you supposed to do? Shtei mutar is halacha, they're both mutar. Why? Shani oimer chulin letoich chulin naflu, and truma letoich truma naflu. I go and say, a svara. This is not a svara d'araisa, this is a svara d'rabbanan. Since I'm not sure whether or not chulin fell to truma from chulin, the chomer meikel, and they say we're going to be toile that the chulin from the chulin from the chulin. Yeah.
Safkda daisa le chumra. How can the rabbanim be matter?
Frank Dimar, we so kedai toch kizayis bechtei achilas pras tiyoraisa amai omrinon shani oimer. If you're going to go and tell me that if a person eats up a kizayis bechtei achilas pras, and again we're talking about in this case the kizayis of the tavlin, and you're going to eat it b'chdei achilas pras, and this again, that's the both the mafarish on daf lamed zayin saying the case of the meducha. That's why he said v'ato b'chim le'el ni mikva u'meducha avagav v'nefishi chulin tavlin. Obviously, you have much more chulin and only a small amount of tavlin, even though the tavlin of the truma may have fallen into the chulin, but it's so small you wouldn't say l'choyra het mitzarfis because it becomes bottle baroy about
tzmiut. One of the two was truma mamish.
One was absolutely.
What's the problem?
So
the chulin. So if the truma went, the truma tavlin went to truma, no problem. If the chulin tavlin went to the truma, problem.
But in case the chulin went into the truma,
that's the only problem.
Right. That's something that is not a topic.
The chulin falling into the truma is not the problem. The truma falling into the chulin.
Right. That's his point. The truma tavlin.
Yeah, but who's to say?
You have two pots. One has truma and one has chulin.
Truma is deraisa.
The truma is zicha deraisa. And that truma, only a coin can eat from it.
Right.
If you and I, you're not a coin, right?
Right.
Good. If we're going to eat from it, chas v'shalom, mazor eats it, chayv koris, and if he gets, and or if you get, misa v'dei shemayim, correct? And if and when you have two edim nekiv yahasroa, you can go and get malchus. That was the zor loik alei abik
raisa.
Fine. That's the truma pot. Truma pot is now eaten, it's done, the coin ate it up, but we're finished. Now we have the chulin pot. Inside the chulin part,
the shayla is only going to be the chulin part.
Exactly. did any truma.
Ate up the truma for sure.
Exactly. Kohen ate up the truma for sure. That's not a problem.
Oh, nice. I served. It was served at the Kohen's table, and that's it.
Yeah, that why does it say that the Kohen ate up the truma?
It says it's in the notes here on the side. Right here. It's right here on the
it's
side.
In the parentheses. Right, between the lines. You have to be able to read between the lines.
It goes.
The problem only is the
chulin
of chulin,
with the tavlin of
which made the tavlin of truma fell into
it. The problem was you said shtei mitzuros,
mitzuros. Funny that the gemara from the gemara is not much, man.
It's because brother Shai likes to finish early because he has the closings, he has meetings, he has telephone calls. Exactly. See, he's busy, so that's why the gemara is makatzer. But anyway, says the Gemara, we're assuming the chulin fell into chulin, and truma fell into truma, and therefore the Kahanim will eat the truma, and the Yisraelim and the Levim are going to eat the chulin and shalom by Yisrael. How can you do that? We still can write the Kazayis, Bechdei Achilles, Bras, is the Araisa, Amai, Omrinan, Shani, Oimer. Why do you say Shani, Oimer, that the truma fell into the truma? Maybe the truma fell into the chulin. And if the person is going to eat a nice portion of that kedera, he's going to eat a full kezayis bechdei achilas pras. And this is not like the case of the dip, that you can only eat a tenth of the dip, a quarter of the dip.
It's a kedera, it's normal achila.
It's normal achila. Fish was in it, or there was soup, or there was meat, or whatever. And you had come, and it was garnished now by all of these tavlin. The tavlin had
and
a dip.
Quality, not quantity.
Exactly, like we had in the Rashi, in the Rivon, in the Mefarish. So why are we being so easy and so kuladik and say, oh, it's probably no problem. The person's going to be over an iser of eating truma, the kezayis of truma, which is mixed into this three or four kezayisim that he's eating, and he's going to eat it with the achilles pras.
But does it matter that it's accidental? Or is it
of
just
course
garnish
it matters.
I'm not sure whether you're asking a serious question or this something, some
I
witty part of it.
A serious question, and then I threw it garnished.
That you garnished the question. Ah, very good. Osh, goyach. So something Gemara, so if you're going to tell me like the Gemara answered a moment ago, that if you eat a full kezayis, even though it's mixed in with tons of other stuff, who cares? But if you're eating a kezayis of the truma, then you get petched, you're like it, it's minatoira. So my Rinnish Shani, why are we taking this so lightly? As you heard from Robert a moment ago, truma, we're not talking about the kleina kaiten. Even though we're talking about tavlin, but like the terms of
quality, not quantity.
That's the rivon with the quality in terms of the miut, that it's only a small amount. We still have to come on to the choices on the Amud Aleph, that if we're talking about tavlin, not the araisa, because it's not dog and tirish v'yitzah, we just mean in a comparable situation,
words.
There would be. Good. Anyway, the great Gemara, Amai, Amri, Shani, Oimer, so why are we being so makel? So Gemara, okay. So what you're trying to tell me is that there is no such svara of eating a kezayis of truma bechdei achilas pras when it's mixed into the much larger mass. So what would then be the reason? Hetem etzdar for iser. Those were the two possibilities that we said by the case of the makfa. That the reason why the tvolyoin pasels miktsosoi, because even though the porridge is made out of chulin and has a little bit of shum in it, so we said either because hetem etzdar for iser and that's what makes it into ashtik truma, or we said because there happens to be a kezayis bechdei achilas pras. Either way, says the Gemara, amai amrin and shani oimer. I still have the same issue. I have the talent of truma that may have fallen into the chulin. It's a suffik d'oraisa. Either you're going to eat chas v'sholem truma, you have the possibility. Hetem etzdar for iser, even if it's a small percentage, mit the quality, mit the ganze masa, hetem etzdar for iser, I'm going to be over a deraiser. And if not hetem etzdar for iser, but I have the problem of, it's a kedai, because I expect the achilles prasa, whichever way you go, you should be machmir. Why are you being so makel? Everything more you write, elahanach letumis tavlin de rabbonan, he sends the whole din of tavlin de rabbonan. The same Rabbanan that said that there's a din of giving truma from tavlin, heim omru v'heim omru. They said, hey, nechanami, if you have the end truma tavlin about that's truma, it's Rabbanan. However, if it gets mixed up, and I'm not sure that chulin from the chulin, truma to truma, no. We're making, we say, shani oimer, I'm toile chulin to chulin, truma to truma. Good. Frank demar eisvei. That teretz mitahanach truma tavlin is very good if you're talking about tavlin. Now let's get talking about truma d'arais, and what are you going to do now? Eisve, you have shtei kupos yachas shel truma yachas shel chulin. Two big boxes. One box is full of stalks of truma wheat, and the other one is full of chulin wheat. Let's name shtei soin achas shel chulin yachas shel truma. And then you have two measures, a saw of chulin and a saw of truma. very, very similar to the previous case. And once again, the kupa fell into the saw, or the saw fell into the kupa, and I don't know whether the chulin fell into the truma, or the truma fell into the chulin, or the chulin into the chulin, or the truma into the truma. I don't know what happened. Zhokti Yamara, Shneihan Mutarim. Both of them are mutar in the sense that one is truma, make sure only the kahanim eat it, put that in between the lines, and the one that's chulim can be eaten by all Yisraelim and all Zarim and all Levim. Why? Again, shani oimer chulim toich chulim nafla, truma toich truma nafla, everything is fine. Frey tomorrow, I have the exact same issue once again. Bisol kedaitach kezayis bechtei achilas pras is osir minatoyra like we had before. Amai amrinin shani oimer. Why do we go and say I'm willing to be toiler that the truma fell into the truma and not into the chulim? Chas v'shalom, the person might be eating now a ganze sandwich, which is going to eat
truma,
even though most of the mixture in this kupa or in this saw happens to be chulin, but if you eat enough of a quantity, you eat 3 kezaisim, 5 kezaisim, there's a good chance you're eating a full kezayis of truma, and this is already a diraisa, and if you have the hasra mit edim, you know, zor leikalevi kezayis. Is there anybody, what's going on? Is a gemvishlam ledidi. According to me, the aminim ishem dehetim it's darv the iser. You could talk about it going the nefishi chulin. Here we wouldn't say hetim it's darv the iser because it was much more chulin, and that's the beginning of the rivan that we've already learned 2 or 3 times. That the only time you say hetim it's darv the iser if the roiv is iser and there's a small percentage, doesn't have to be a tiny percentage. You can have 51% is truma. 49% is chulin. You mix the two together, then you have your din of hetem et starv isser. And therefore, by the mishras anovim, you'd also have to have that most of the kezayis would be wine, and the minimum, not the minimum, the miut, the minority would be the bread. The bread and the wine together, you make your kezayis. The only exception would be in the tavlin case, like we learned the rivan already a couple of times. So, that's why when you had the truma falling into the kupa falling into the saw falling into the kupa, whichever one it was, then it could very well be that the amount of truma that was falling into the other one was
negligible.
Was negligible, or it didn't have to be mamish negligible, but it was a much smaller shear than the other. So therefore, you wouldn't have the hetam and star of the iser when you're eating your standard baked, whatever you're going to bake from this big kupa or saw of the truma or of the chulin. Right, you're going to go and cook it all up, and you're going to make it either into, you're going to bake it into challis or into bread, or you're going to go make pancakes or kneidlich, whatever you're going to use it for. The amount of chulin was much smaller than the chulin. Going to the fish chulin, the amount of chulin was much larger than the amount of truma that may have fallen into it. So I don't have to worry about het v'tafis. Only doch the amos mishum the ikke kazayis b'chayachidus pras kinefish chulin may have who cares if there's a lot of chulin, but if you have a good appetite, and the person who has cooked it or baked it did a good job, I might eat a couple of kezayis, and I might eat 3 or 4 kezayis. And within that 3 or 4 kezayis, I might have 1 kezayis of truma. Oy, oy, oy. So why are you saying I'm toiler, I'm being so light about it, I'm going and putting it? So the Gemara said before, here we're talking about tavlin dirabana, but here we're talking about truma diraisa. How can you be so makel? Amalei hach truma zman hazeh d'rabbanon. Ein echad amitayim zu chazal yeh. Avad, that was truma there. But truma zman hazeh is rabbanon because we hold that kitchul hashatav le kitchul lasad lovay. Therefore the truma nowadays is no longer d'rais, only d'rabbanon. Or it's talking about the chutz laretz, where you have in Poras and in Bovel, places that were very, very close there to Israel, they were goyzer din of truma, but it was only Durabana. It's only Durabana. Nochmul, that's why I'm toila that Truman fell into Truma, fell into Chulin. But Eina Chanami, if I was talking about real Truma Diaraisa, 100%, I wouldn't go and say, oh, let's be Mekel Shani Oimer. How can they Shani Oimer? This is dangerous. This is poison. I might have Truma falling into Chulin. And then Zoram eating from it, Chas Hashon, it'll be like Mesa Midei Shemoi, Malkus, all that they got into 9 yards. And it's Pasnish. Very good. Anyway, so we're going to stop over here. Rabbi said to be continued. Mechem tomorrow. Thank you very much all for listening and attending. Shelley, thank you for your words of wisdom and wit.